Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Tim, please?
Yeah, this is Tim.
Tim, what's up, man? How are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
I'm calling you because somebody requested a second date update with you. So you recently went on a date with somebody. They emailed us and said that they want to get a hold of you because you're not calling them back.
I went on a second date with somebody?
Well, you went on a first date with somebody, and I guarantee it's a very memorable first date because she has your name tattooed on her body.
So crazy.
Ring a bell?
So I went on a date with somebody recently?
Yeah.
How is this not clear to you?
She
has your name tattooed on her.
I'm kind of confused right now.
I am too.
Who said they were on a date with me? I don't know if you're doing like a bit or not.
Do we have the right
guy? This is no bit. You don't remember going on a date with a girl, getting drunk, and getting tattoos? You have a bow and arrow on your calf?
What? No.
What do you mean no?
Your name's Tim, right?
Yes.
Remember, and she
Do you know a Kara?
What is going on?
You went out with a girl named Kara. You got drunk.
No, I'm dating a girl who's not named Kara. Have been for about a year and a half.
Did you?
Oh,
so you haven't. So you haven't gone on any dates.
Not with somebody named Kara.
I'm going to read the phone number to you. Make sure I got the phone number right. And it's like not some weird fluke that I called the wrong Tim. Your number's 360-546.
That's my number. I am Tim.
All right, Tim, please hold on the phone, okay? Don't hang up. I appreciate it.
Okay,
hang on for a second. Kara?
Hi.
What the hell?
Who's Tim?
Explain yourself.
Okay, don't be mad. Is Tim on the phone right now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tim, it's Kara, Martin's friend Kara.
What's going on here?
Please don't be mad. Okay, I'm kind of nervous now. I'm just going to say it.
Kara, did you use a second date update to try to ask Tim out and just found out that he has a girlfriend?
Kara.
Not exactly.
Not exactly? Tim, how well do you know Kara?
Not too well. I remember meeting her.
This is confusing.
That's it?
Yeah. Kara, why did you want to call Tim?
Tim, I did use you. I'll make it up to you. I'm sorry. I had this whole plan kind of to just get on the phone with you guys and get in touch with Jubal, and now I feel really embarrassed saying it out loud, but I've tried so many different ways to try to get a hold of you, Jubal. I mean, I've come there, I've called, and no one will ever, like, put me through to you, and I was, like, saw the second date thing, so I emailed, and, you know, I thought, like, it would be, like, kind of like a grand gesture that you would think was funny because I emailed him at the story and I know you have tattoos.
Wait,
and I just thought.
So you made up the tattoo story to just get on the air and say hi?
Well, no.
You know, like,
okay, hey, Kara, first of all, I respect lying. I do. why do that? I mean, what are you hoping to accomplish here?
I mean, I am hoping to accomplish the second date, but in this case, it would be like a first date of like, you and me.
Oh, come on, Kara. You're asking Jubal out right now.
What?
I know that you're kind of a crazy guy. I listen to your show all the time. So don't tell me that you don't think it's, like, kind of funny and creative that I made that whole thing up. Like, come on.
I'll give you that.
And
it is.
He is attracted to some crazy chicks in his past.
She knows about your tattoos.
And Kara, congratulations on being very convincing with your story, too.
Mm-hmm.
You had me. So
Thank you.
You didn't get a tattoo of a dude's name on a date. None of that's all made up so you could get on the show and ask me out.
Yep, I made it all up.
What? That's genius.
Not really. It's kind of like your first stalker, Jubal. She said
first
she's come to the station before
to... Yeah, you've come to the station?
I left my number and a picture, but no one gave it to you, obviously.
No, they may have given it to me, but look, everything that's left for me at the station, I should just throw away.
Thank God.
You threw my picture away.
What?
Yeah,
I mean,
probably.
It doesn't matter. Do you want me to describe how I look, or, like, do you care? Do you just want to, you know, meet, like, a blind date?
Hang on one second first, Kara, before... Tim, are you still on the phone?
Yes.
I guess we don't need you anymore, man.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, Tim.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. Good to be Tim. On the show, though, guys.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, Tim. Thanks for joining us.
Good luck with all that, Kara.
At least he's nice.
Yeah, Tim. Maybe we'll talk to you later, man. Have a good one.
Okay, guys. Take
all
right. it easy.
All right. See ya. Bye. Oh, honey.
Kara, that's... All right, honey. So you... I'm at a loss,
dude,
man. I don't know what to say.
I mean, it worked. We're talking.
Well, Kara, if you know as much as you say you know about me, like tattoos and all that other stuff, and you listen to the show and you are a fan, and I appreciate that, you do know that I have a girlfriend, right?
I mean, not fiance, not wife.
Oh, Kara. God. She's like, it's just a speed bump. Come on. Kara, why are you so, I mean, don't take offense to this, Jubal, but why the hell are you so attracted to Jubal?
I obviously think you're cute. Your sense of humor, like I always, if I'm having a bad day, I can just listen to you, and you always make me laugh. And like, how can I feel so connected to someone like that and never even like give myself a chance to let you meet me and decide that you might like me as well?
It almost sounds like court testimony to me. I'm just gonna put it out there, like I never felt a connection with anybody
sure,
like this.
Flattered or nervous right now?
This could be as evidence down the line.
Kara, I hate to let you down. Okay, one, I do have a girlfriend, and I'm very happy in that relationship. So
as happy as he gets.
I don't get very happy. So.
Okay, don't you have something to ask me now? Because I know how it works. Like, the second date you guys pay for, so...
Oh, Kara.
So you want me to ask you if I'll pay for a second date with you when you and I have never even met and I have a girlfriend?
When we do meet, yeah.
Oh, dude.
Dude, I'm kind of scared a little bit, Kara.
I'm not going to be a hypocrite because I do it even when people are married and they found out that they're cheating or whatever. I always ask for a second date, so I'll do it. Kara, would you like a second date with me? I'll pay for it.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. Are you serious?
Yeah, now I have to ask Jubal. Jubal, would you like a date with Kara? No, I'm sorry, Jubal. I can't. I have a girlfriend.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. I have a girlfriend. I can't go out with Kara.
Man.
You sure? Come on. We will pay for it. No, Jubal. I can't. I love your show, though. Thank you. Sorry, Kara. Great effort. Thank you for listening. Thank you for, obviously liking what we do here.
Just so you know, this is not over, okay?
Oh!
All right, Kara. Well, thank you, okay? Thank you for calling.
Okay. See you soon.
No!
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 No! No!